Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Healers Helping Healers radio show. Thanks for listening.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the show we are doing right now. We talked a little bit earlier today with Todd Schaefer, and we were talking about burnout and some things, and I felt really good about creating just a show, just a short show, while he's at the airport getting ready to fly back to Phoenix to give us some insight on creating boundaries while helping clients. And I thought this would be a really great opportunity to get some of those insights and to help you guys as healers on Healers Helping Healers radio show right now to create some of those boundaries to avoid that burnout like I was talking about earlier. Hi, Todd. Thank you for joining me again.
Hello.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about creating boundaries. And I remember one day I had had a particularly long, hard, arduous day working with a lot of clients that I probably shouldn't have been working with. And I came home, and Todd was doing primarily all of our marketing at the time. And I came home, I laid down on the couch, and I just had tears just falling out of my eyes because I was just so overwhelmed. And Todd looked at me and he said, "What is going on?" And I just laid there in just a puddle of crazy. And he was like, "Okay, this is going to stop, you know?" And I didn't know that I was allowed myself, just of myself, to be able to make the changes that I needed to make for myself. I was so outwardly focused on everyone else's needs that I didn't realize that I was deserving of a different type of structure, a different type of system. So you're going to hear lots of airplane, and that's all that matters. So Todd, talk a little bit more about creating those boundaries so that you don't, our friends here, our healer friends, do not end up like me, a puddle on the floor, needing a savior, needing help.
Okay, so how did that end up like Kira? Well, what do you think are the, one question first, what do you think would lead someone to end up that way in terms of boundaries?
I think that it would be kind of a continual need to, one, I've got to make money, so I'm going to sacrifice myself for the money I'm making. Another one would be, I'm responsible for everything and everyone. Other things would be, I'm afraid to say no to people who are just really coming into my experience, but probably I should be saying no to and see the right kind of clients.
So, okay. So one of the things I talk about in my Ultimate Ideal Client Attraction Program, which you can get at our website, ArizonaHypnotherapyClinic.com, is helping people to understand their worth. And everything that you just said has to do with helping someone to understand their worth. I think the reason that those boundaries aren't set in place properly and those types of things are happening that you're saying right now, those examples you just provided, is because the self-worth isn't in place. There's not enough structure going on. You know, when I see what I tend to see, not all the time, but most of the time with healers, is that it's almost like the more talented they are, at their craft, the less, the fewer boundaries and structure that they end up having. Okay, that doesn't happen all the time, but I just kind of see that most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So someone has a ton of energy just pouring through them. They may not have the structure in place,
mm-hmm.
to kind of direct that energy. It's like all they know is to just launch this energy at a person, at another client or something. And then as far as everything else business related, well, that's more mental and not as much spiritual. That is more about directing, the rules and the boundaries and the worth. But, most people are just interested in feeling good, but being afraid of asking for what they're worth and getting other people, attracting other people who are willing to pay what they're worth too.
Mm-hmm.
So does that kind of make sense as an opener?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does.
So, I guess to put a few more dots and dashes in, I would probably add in that one thing I would say is determine your worth when your clients are not around. I wouldn't just look at what people around you are charging, I wouldn't even consider how long you've been in business. I would purely base your prices based off of how you feel. Like, what's your best feel good lowest price, to where
mm-hmm.
when you drop it below that, it starts to feel bad, right? Like, I can't take any less than this, no matter what, right? And that's something you do alone. And then there's also, what's your best feel good high price? Like, it feels good to take this, it feels good to take this, and then it feels like, oh, that feels like a little bit too much money to take, so I need to drop it back down, kind of thing. So there's going to be a range based on feelings. And this is a healer's approach. This is a spiritual healer's approach to coming up with dollar signs, to working with numbers, is play with the numbers until you find that feel-good spot. And that feel-good spot can be a range. It doesn't have to be one specific number. So that whatever those feel-good numbers are that create that range, that is your spiritual guidance in motion. So that's one way for healers to practice a boundary with their worth based on what feels good to them. And then the secondary option, the second half of that approach is to commit that range, commit those numbers to being on paper, and then enforce them. Put them on the website, make sure people know them before you hand them out, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you make it less likely to lower your own prices in front of a client, and that's something you should never, ever, ever do. If you like to lower prices in front of a client to give them a better deal kind of thing, that's fine. But work that discount into your price before you discount it. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If your bottom feel good number was $100 an hour, then if you like to give discounts because that's your thing, make sure you add whatever that discount is onto your bottom line price. So maybe it's $125 then, and you say, oh, okay, I'll give you a discount to $100, and that's your bottom dollar feel good price,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So and there's a couple of. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, okay. And I think that a lot of healers like to give discounts. I love giving discounts, but I could discount myself down to nothing, if I'm not careful. And it has to do with my self-worth. And not only that, and something that you have taught me over the years is that if I'm having a no good, bad feeling day, I need to have those numbers written on a piece of paper, because I might feel like I'm a $10 healer that day,
Right.
But if I have the paper or have the thing that says, nope, these are my prices, then even though I feel bad, I'll still sell, you know. And that's what I love about your system, is that that you have taught me how to use and have, you know, it's just absolutely amazing, is that I can be feeling terrible and still make a sale. My self-worth doesn't determine how much somebody gives me. You know how healers tend to feel subjected to the energies and the mass consciousness and the people and the right. world and energies and the moon and all that kind of stuff. And but you have taught me, if the moon is full and I'm all jacked up, I'm still going to sell somebody exactly what they're needing, not what my self-worth says I'm feeling like that day, that's amazing.
Right. Yeah. And I think one of the like you're saying, like one of the foundation of the healer's approach, you know, like for example, my program, the Ultimate Ideal Client Attraction Program, it's about it's just one way to find an intuitive approach to make it okay for healers to make money and to thrive despite their fluctuating self-worth on a day-to-day basis. You know, does that make sense? So
yeah.
So when you do things like checking price points and different things, you're still using your feelings, you're still using your intuition, which is crucial for a healer. But the only thing that you have to do with that is make sure once you have those numbers established that you commit to them and you write them down and you use them every day, no matter how you feel, because that's what you know you felt good about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now things are going to change. The moon's going to change and the retrogrades are going to come and go and different things like that. And you have to be able to function despite those things. But your business should not suffer because you are suffering. Right?
Oh, my
That's why
God.
Right?
Yeah. So if
a really good definition of self-sabotage for a healer in business is to charge how they're feeling on a day-to-day basis. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, on a really good day, and you can do this on multiple days if you want to get an average. On a really good day, do your best selling low price, best selling high price, and work it out. That way, when you're at your best, you know what your range is. And then when you are at your worst, this you can still function and you can still use your best range to get people to do your work with people and not lose in your business.
Yep. That's huge. And so we're not taking the spirit out of this. We are keeping spirit in it. And we are coming to that balance. And then we're saying, okay, this is my bottom. This is my top. This is my in the middle. And I'm good with all of these numbers. I feel an energetic alignment with all of them. And as long as I at least get my bottom, my no good, bad feeling, horrible self-worth day, I feel satisfied, and I will feel satisfied working with that client, because this is the other trap that I have experienced personally, is that I, in the past, this is like years and years ago, I'll discount my sessions and then I'll have to work with them. Like if I sold them a package it sounds bad. I said, I'll have to work with them, but anyway, I'll work with them and I'll almost resent that I gave them that low of a discount, because now my self-worth is back up and I'm like, oh boy, I really pooped the bed on this one.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Here's a good question for healers. Is it okay? Is it fair? Is it okay to make decisions in your business based on how you feel during your best days?
Say that again. Repeat it again.
Is it okay for healers to make decisions about how they run their business on their best feeling days.
Is it okay for them to make the decisions on their best feeling days? I would say yes.
Yeah? Do you think it's wise to make decisions on your best feeling days?
On the best feeling days? Yeah, because then my self-worth is going to probably be pretty high. And then
okay.
I'm going to make those decisions. What do you think?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
do you think it's wise for a healer to make decisions about their business on their bad feeling days?
No.
No. So this is why healers need systems. They need structure. And I don't mean outrageous structure. I just mean simple things like what we were just talking about with setting those best feeling low prices, best feeling high prices. And this can be applied to any other part of your business, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't stay in the healer's rut, right? So you don't remain a revolving door business. So you don't stay in the, in the gypsy category kind of thing, you know, get out of that and become a business owner, you know?
Yeah.
If you're doing the same thing 20 years from now and you're absolutely happy, fantastic. You know, this might not be all that important for you to listen to. But if you want to kind of evolve and grow and, you know, become a little bit more successful, well, then doing the healing work isn't enough. You have to level yourself up also.
Yeah.
You have to work not just in your business. You also have to work on your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. And there's a percentage of that, right? You work 80% on and something like that and 20% in or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You can do that.
Yeah.
It's good to work on your business for at least one day a week and not even see clients that day.
Yes. Yes.
And you can load up every other day if you wanted to. But the one day is reserved for helping you to make the best choices and decisions about what's next for your business. Yeah.
Yes. And what are some activities that you would say people would need to do on those days? I know we're running out of time with you. I know you're getting ready to get on the airplane, but what are some of those activities you can think of for working on the business?
For working on the business? Find out, kind of test and measure, like how are your intake sessions going? What are you saying what are you attracting? What's working and what's not working? I mean, I would just start with that question. What's working and what's not working in my business this week, you know?
Yeah.
If you're feeling really good, you know, it's time to say, okay, what can I look for in my business that I can feel better about? You know,
mm-hmm.
Just go looking, go poking around. Okay, this feels pretty good. Is there a way that I can feel better about it? And then wait for the inspiration and then take a step in that direction. You know, that's expansion in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to do a meditation and to find out, okay, where is it appropriate for me to work today? Right? In my business, and that the when you're a healer, you're being spiritual for everybody else, and doing all the work for them. But you also have to do self maintenance, and your business also requires maintenance. So in other words, that one day is used to strengthen, you know, your connection to your business, which is different than strengthening your connection to your clients, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Although you could do some client attraction meditation during that time too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can do that. That's for sure. I guess what I'm referring to is, if you are working with clients, you know, getting lost in the cycle of working with clients without doing any sort of self-checking about how you're feeling, about whether or not you're making money, are you giving your services away, and different things like that. I mean, without looking at the books or without looking at how your bank accounts are doing or anything like that, that's just getting lost in it. And, you know, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying you're probably going to expect a lot of the same results if you're only doing that and not tending to the business side of it. You know, you're only managing clients and not managing the business. Well, yeah, your business probably won't change over the course of time, you know? So that meditation day, or that working on the business day once per week, one day a week, that's when you get to level up your business. You get to level up yourself, you know, and you deserve, and your business deserves at least that much from all the help you provided to all these clients, you know, because you're going to get better over the years. You're going to become a better healer over the years. You're going to get better at what you do and better at working with people. And, you're going to want to keep your finger on, ways that you can serve more effectively to those clients. You know, at some point down the road, it might not be to your best benefit to do one-on-one. Maybe it'll be your best benefit to start focusing on groups. You know, maybe new inspiration and new ideas are trying to come to you. And if you're inundated with clients and not making that time, you know, once a week to meditate or what have you, it takes a little bit longer for those ideas to reach you.
Yes, it's true. Totally true. Yeah, so for me, and I think I'm going to, Todd and I've came up with an idea, but I want to put this together. And I believe that there's three pillars to running an effective business. It's continuing education, it's systems and technology, or having education. Obviously you want to have good education, your modality, systems and technology. And, as healers, we tend to be really, really good at the education part. We like continuing education. We love our modalities. We love collecting modalities. But when we get, I mean, even just hearing the word systems and technology might make some of our healer friends cringe a little bit. But it is how you make money as a healer. And not only that, but it's how you are able to bring in enough money to support yourself with her. So, Todd, everything that you just said is just absolutely everything every healer needs to hear right now. And I cannot tell you how happy I am that that we decided to do this, because please take all of this in, guys, because this is huge. You will be able to have a very sustaining practice, a really amazing business, and you'll be able to serve the world just by listening to just a few of these things that Todd says. And not only that, but he also does have the Ultimate Ideal Client Attraction Program that is on the website, www.arizonahypnotherapyclinic.com. And we've got little ninjas at the bottom, the second fold of our page. And those little ninjas give you some options. So please check it out, because you're not going to want to miss it, because right now, I think, don't you have it going on special right now? It's usually like $600 or something, and it's $195 or something like that.
I believe so. $197 maybe.
$197, yeah. So this is a deal you guys don't want to miss. We're not just pitching this because this is, you know, whatever. It will change your business. It'll help you get the structure that you need. Todd also does like incredibly affordable one-on-one coaching calls. So if you want to connect with him, just go out to www.arizonahypnotherapyclinic.com, or you can reach him through our Healers Helping Healers site, facebook.com/groups/healershelp, and find him out there. Reach out to him, because we've been a six-figure business consecutively since we have as soon as Todd put his hands in our business and started creating systems and got me out of my burnout, we've been a six-figure company ever since then. So he knows what he's doing, and he knows how to help. So so if you need some structure, please reach out to him, reach out to me. We'd love to help you and give you any kind of insight or information that we can. Todd, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we close up here?
Yeah. There aren't, you know, last time I checked, there aren't a lot of resources. There's lots of business resources out there, but there aren't a lot of resources that are catered to healers and the way that they are wired. And the Ultimate Ideal Client Attraction Program is designed just for healers. So they can feel their way into who the right people are to work with using a system, a proven system. So that's one thing. And if you feel like it's, you know, read about it. If you feel like it's right for you, great, do it. If not, you know, take this information and you know, explore another step. The secondary thing is when you're doing your working on the business days, it is you're going to reduce your learning curve by at least 30 to 60% if you work with a coach, someone who is who's done a little bit more than you. It could be a temporary thing, it could be a project based thing, or it could be a long term thing. I think that I know for a fact that the more successful people get in any kind of business, especially when they're working with people in larger numbers, the more coaches that they have actually to help them manage not only their business, but their physical health and their emotional health, to make sure that in order to perform these higher levels, they're not experiencing major burnout. They have to be able to stay on track because so many people are a part of their business, you know, these massive online communities or seminars or whatever they may be. So, you know, as soon as you're ready, enlist in the help of a coach. You know, start small, and feel it out, and you'll reduce your growth time in your business by at least half, because they're going to be able to change the amount of time that you spend by helping you to focus on working in the right areas.
Yes.
That's all.
That's so true, and we have worked with all different types of coaches over the years. And it's been funny because we will look at a coach that might just coach somebody on regular business, but then we would have to shift it and change it into a healing type of thing. So we've learned how to do it from a traditional standpoint, but we had to convert it into a non-traditional healing platform, because there wasn't anything like that really out there for us. And so this is so tremendous. I love it. So great. There's tremendous information here. There's lots of good stuff on our website. There's stuff out on Healers Helping Healers. We've got lots of these podcasts out there. Please listen. There's tons of marketing advice specifically for healers. There's lots of stuff that's free. But no, if you want a deep dive, we've got that for you too. So Todd, thank you so much for coming and talking to me and talking to our healer friends out there. I really appreciate you. Thank you for doing this while you're at the airport.
You're welcome.
And I'll be picking you up from the airport in just a few hours. So I guess I'll talk
and if you
to
end
you
up, if you show up at the airport with a bunch of Healers Helping Healers fans, who are all wanting to welcome me back to Phoenix, I'm open to that as well, you know.
You want to just have a big banner and like balloons and stuff?
a van full of healers who, yeah.
A van full of healers just ready to hug you.
That would be perfect.
That would be great welcome home, wouldn't it?
It really would, yeah.
Yeah. All right, honey. Well, I love you. I'll see you in a little while. And thank you to all of the people listening in, and thank you so much for taking your time with us today and listening live and on the recording. I'm so grateful that we get to spend this time with you. Thank you so much. And it sounds like you're getting on the plane now. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
This is Healers Helping Healers radio show. Thanks for listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.